not through an idea that may or may not have some reality for you, but as the actual living set of processes that you can enter at will anytime if you're willing to move your attention to it and spend the time. If you're willing to make the effort and actually do it, the rewards are unavoidable because it's real. Let me say it again. The body, your body, every human being's body, no matter how healthy or sick that body is, how impaired or unimpaired that body is, is a set of ecstatic motions going on automatically. It's a storehouse of goodies. Now, everybody's familiar with what happens for people, how this goes wrong. How this goes wrong is people get very stuck on pleasure. Pleasure becomes the dominant theme of life, how to get more pleasure. So people become pleasure seekers, find more and more ways to pump more and more so-called pleasure into life. And everybody intelligent knows where that ends up. It never works. It doesn't become a pleasurable life or an ecstatic life by pumping it full of pleasure. There are actual and real limits to the degree of pleasure possible in a human life and to a human being. But most people don't ever cue in on that. The idea is the more pleasure, the better. And that's simply the natural possibility of the ecstatic experience being misunderstood. Thinking that it can be pumped in and that it has no laws governing it, has no rules about it. It's got some very established rules. And because of that, the pleasure seekers always end up unhappy. And everybody knows this from their own experience. So there is a portion of life that is invariably pleasurable that everybody experiences, no matter how it's brought about, but everybody has a certain measure of pleasure and enjoyment, and everybody has a certain measure of pain and discomfort and sadness, and you know, the whole list. You make the list. So this is unavoidable. The idea of the pleasure seeking is try to get rid of as much pain and displeasure as possible and try to bring in as much pleasure and good feeling as possible. And then the measure of a life is, did I far outdistance the pain with pleasure? And this is absolute ignorance. This is immature thinking, spiritually immature thinking. Because there's no such thing as a human life without pleasure, and there's no such thing as a human being without discomfort or pain. It's never happened and it never will. It's part of the game that those are built in. So if you can see that with your own intelligence and accept it absolutely, end the struggle, the false idea that somehow you've got to bring more pleasure to yourself.